He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and 100% in living color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show 509. Today, we're going to talk about probably one of my top five, maybe top three gadgets. And stay tuned. You'll see what that is in a second or so. Also, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And I promise I will answer all my email. Promise. Okay, interesting show for you today. We're going to take a look at one of my favorite gadgets. I actually got a brand new one yesterday in the mail. I've been waiting for this for about a month and a half, 2 months. So we'll take a peek at that. And I have some news on ransomware stuff, which is going to blow your brains out. At least it blew my brains out, or what's left of them. And also we have some cool apps. So let us begin. Lettuce and tomatoes. And we are going to take a look at the gadget of the day, which is this brand spanking new, the Roku Express 4K Plus. Now, the Plus is different than some of the other brands that are out there. Now, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, you can buy these pretty much anywhere. You can also buy them on Amazon. And as you know, I love Amazon. One, because you get selection. Two, because you get price. And three, probably one of the best things is if something's not right, you can return it to Amazon hassle-free. And I love that. So all that said, I am actually in receipt of this Roku Express 4K Plus. So we'll take a peek at that. Actually, I'm going to unbox it for you. But I want to point out, I buy my Roku supplies and stuff from Roku directly. And it's just Roku.com. It will be in the show notes, ROKU.com. You need to be very careful about what model you are buying, because there are a ton of them. If you go, this is the one I am actually going to talk about, the Roku Express 4K Plus. But if you go to a shop products, and we're going to go to streaming players, as you will see, there are a ton of various products that you can buy. I always like to have, quote, the latest and greatest, at least with the streaming devices, because you're going to get the advantage of having faster chips, redesigned from things that weren't good. And as the technology becomes better and cheaper, they're going to upgrade. Of course, they got to upgrade to make money. But these devices, these Roku devices, and most of the streaming devices are very inexpensive when you take a look at them. And also, based on what you get, performance-wise, these things are great. I think pound for pound, Roku gives you the best bang for the buck. I've always said that, and I will continue to say that. Now, let's get back to some of these devices. They have the Roku Express. And you'll notice that's on sale. You could save $5. That's $25. You have the Roku Express 4K Plus HDR. And that's what I'm looking at the moment. And that's $40. Also for $40, you could get the Roku Streaming Stick. Again, for $70, you can get the Roku 4K HDR with Dolby Vision, if that's what you want. If you have a nice sound system, you want that Dolby Vision. And also, you have a television that gives you the Dolby Vision and the Dolby Sound. They all give you Dolby Sound. You might want the Ultra. That's going to kick you back $70. For $100, you're going to get the streaming bar. The bar, that's what they say in Boston. The bar, B-A-R. Streaming bar is basically a sound bar, which gives you great sound, and that's 100 smackers. And then for 180 smackers, you get the StreamBoss Pro. cinematic sound and powerful streaming for any TV, clear dialogue, quiets loud commercials, which I like, and visual surround, and I'm sorry, virtual surround, Bluetooth streaming, blah, blah, blah. The thing you got to remember with all these Roku devices, none of them are going to give you more channels than others. You're going to get the same channels, the same amount of channels, the same amount of apps that you're going to get on the cheapest Roku player, the oldest Roku player versus the new Roku player. So what you need to understand is they're all going to give you the channel. So if money's tight, buy the cheapest one you can get. You're not going to lose any content. However, all that said, if you want to be able to click on the remote control and say, you know, give me CBS News or play something with this particular actor, then you might want some of the enhancements. And this particular one, the Roku Express 4K HDR Plus, has that beautiful advantage of having right on your clicker that little microphone button. So all that said, let's take a look today at this 4K Express Plus. What does it do? Well, it's 4K, it's high def, and actually high def and 4K are kind of like, they kind of mean the same thing. High def is typically anything from 1080, actually 720p up. This happens to be 4K. Now keep in mind, if you don't have a 4K, a 4000, resolution TV set, what's the point of buying 4K? Because you're not going to see it anyway, but that's a story for another day. And it has HDR, high dynamic resolution, which significantly enhances the video. Again, if you don't have a high resolution TV, if you're having a 720 or 1080p, I don't know if it's going to make a difference. And then again, it's only 10 bucks more. Again, you got to decide what you're comfortable with. The features of this are easy and affordable way to get brilliant picture quality, fast wireless performance for smooth streaming, convenient voice search, which I like, and TV controls. Simple, customizable home screen with your channels front and center. I definitely like that. You can share your videos, photos, and more from your Apple device using AirPlay. In English, that means if you have an iPhone, you're able to mirror or stream from your iPhone via the Roku box to your TV. That's very nice. You can stream free TV. You can do that with any Roku box. You can stream live news, sports, movies, and more, definitely with any Roku box. They also repeat again, voice remote with TV controls. Okay, that's a good thing. Now, if you want, you can do the comparison with all the other Roku boxes by just hitting this compare button. This is all on the Roku site. And you can kind of select, there's nine different choices that you have in terms of buying the equipment. So I think what we'll do now to make this efficient is we're going to take a peek at this Roku video.
Introducing Roku Express 4K Plus. Fast 4K streaming made easy with a voice remote at an incredible value. Setup is a cinch with everything you need in the box. Watch what you love in brilliant picture quality. With a smooth wireless connection, even with multiple devices on your network, use the voice remote to search for entertainment, quickly launch channels, and control your TV's power and volume. Upgrade to America's number one TV streaming platform and enjoy a customizable home screen with your favorites front and center. Plus, a massive selection of free and live TV. It's a great way to watch what you love without cable. For fast 4K streaming with a voice remote, nothing beats the value of Roku Express 4K Plus. There's a Roku player for everyone. Happy streaming.
So there you have it. This particular device sells for $40. Again, I buy them directly from Roku. You also are able to return them if there's a problem or you don't like it. I think you'll be very happy with it. So Again, any Roku you have will stream all the channels. You don't have to worry about that. They're all going to give you pretty good pictures. They're all going to give you smooth streaming for the most part. The one that I'm using right now, I must tell you, is 7 or 8 years old. So I decided it's time to upgrade, and that's why I got this new Express one. So let's take a look at this, and we'll open the box up. So here is our Roku Express 4K Plus. It's HD, it's 4K, and it's HDR. This is what's in the box. These are the channels, some of the channels you get. You get hundreds of thousands of channels, really. And right now, I am going to open this up. I'm going to cut the seal. There we go. And pop that open. And here we go. So right off the bat, I've got some stuff. Quick start guide. We'll take a peek at that in a second. And right in here, we are going to slide out the stuff. So this is actually what comes with it. And let's take a peek at that. So the first thing we notice is we get two batteries. And I might point out, these are Duracell batteries. You rarely, and I mean rarely, see a product come with batteries, period. And if it comes with batteries, they are Hatoi batteries and don't last too long. So these come with nice Duracell batteries, my favorite choice. We are also going to get a nice, yet another 5-volt USB power supply that will plug into the wall. You are going to get, of course, the Roku streaming box, which is tiny compared to the old ones. Nothing on the front. On the back, you will see very clearly you have the HDMI connector where your cable goes right here. You're going to have a power supply input jack, obviously, to power it up. And you're going to have the famous reset button right there. And that's pretty much it for jacks and inputs and outputs. You're going to point the remote, as it says, right here on that target. This piece is actually going to slide off. Let's do that right now. There you go. So clearly, no pun intended, that's the front of the device. Power supply, again, is going to go right in there. And last but not least, of course, we are going to have our wonderful, beautiful, brand new remote control. And again, the feature that I like and look for is this button here, which is you push this microphone and you just tell it what you want to watch and it will find it. The other thing that's nice is it has a direct button push for Netflix. Disney Now is up there. Apple TV is now there and Hulu. If you don't have any of these subscriptions, don't use the buttons. Not a problem. The other thing that's nice about this particular device is it does have a speaker cutoff, shut off button here, and you can increase the sound or decrease the sound all from the remote control. So that's pretty much it. You're going to get your quick guidebook here. Pretty straightforward. And in here, wow, you get an HDMI cord. It's not a big cord. It's probably about a foot long, but it's nice that they give it to you. And of course, what we're all waiting for, yet another USB power cord, USB to micro USB, nothing fancy about that. And that's pretty much all the stuff that you are going to get with this box. Nice little touch that they give you the Duracell batteries. These will last 1,000 years or more. So all that is very good. So that's what it comes with. Perhaps next week we will take a look at what this Roku box will do and how I use it. I have, as I said, been using the Roku boxes since they first came out. In fact, I was probably one of the first people in the country to have one of those devices. They just keep getting better and better. The only thing I wish they had on it, and I don't know, I just think that they don't want you in the box, but I'd love to see a USB connector on the back of this box so that I am able to port my hard drive into there, my portable hard drive, to watch my content, movies or things that I have on my hard drive. But as of yet, I don't see that functionality. Just a suggestion. Okay, let us get into one more thing here. I did mention, let me queue up this. I did mention that you can buy all these on Amazon. You've got to be very careful when you go on to Amazon. If I put in, type in Roku and hit return, you're going to see a zillion different components to buy. A lot more than six or seven or eight. So you've got to be very careful that you indeed order the Roku stick or box that you want. That's a lot of Roku stuff. I'm slowly scrolling through it. There are three pages of Roku devices. Some of them are older, some of them are newer. But one thing I'm going to point out that you need to know, these are all in the $20 to $50 range, other than the pro stuff with your bar and things like that. You know what? If you're going to buy one, the difference between $25 and $40 isn't that significant. But the features that you get, again, if you have a high-def TV, it's worth it. So you make the decision. I love these products. I have pretty much zero complaints about them. My God, they have so many channels. It's insane. And the other thing that I'll tell you is that I mentioned last week that I was watching this series called 24 with this dude called Jack Bauer. I'm on season two, I think show four or five. Oh, I can't. I watch three or four a night, and then I'm tired and I want to go to bed. I'll watch the next one. Every show just leaves you hanging. You just want to watch the next one. That's totally free on the Roku channel. And as I said, I love it. And that's worth the price of the Roku box. Just right there, that series. It's so good. Okay, let's get into some news and other crazy stuff of the day. And I do mean insane. Folks, I have read every article that I could find on this Colonial Pipeline, and it just boggles my brain. Initially, they didn't pay the ransom, initially. Truth be known, came out today that they acknowledged that they had paid $4.4 million in a ransom payment. I'm speechless. I'm just speechless. You know, if they would have secured their lines to begin with, it would have cost them nowhere near that, not even close, not even a million. But they paid it. It's an interesting article. I will have this one posted on the show notes. But they paid it to the Russian-based hackers who cyber attacked the company because it was the right thing to do for the country, quote unquote. 4.4 million smackers. Oh my God. We didn't make this choice lightly, but I will admit that I wasn't comfortable seeing the money go out the door to people like this, but it was definitely the right thing to do to the country. So they interviewed him, blah, blah, blah. You can see the little chart there, what happened at the gas pumps. I haven't seen the prices come down, even though the pipeline's fully open now and flowing. That's how it always goes. I'm still waiting for them to lower the gas prices when they had the gas crisis, I don't know, 20 years ago or whatever. Same thing with the airline tickets. Remember they were charging you more for the price of fuel? That never came down, although the price of the fuel came down. I don't understand that. But in any event, it just boggles your mind that they spent that kind of money to do it. And I think the bottom line is they didn't have a choice. It's bad. By the way, ransomware should play a role as Congress considers Biden's $2.3 trillion infrastructure proposal. It's bad news. This ransomware stuff is real bad, and it's getting real worse by the day. Trust me on that. Now, if you want to prevent, or at least try to prevent ransomware, and again, they're not going to probably pick on you. Take me, for example. They're probably not going to pick on me because I don't have $4.4 million and there ain't nothing on my computers that's worth more than, I don't know, 50 cents. They're going to go after the big boys. That said, believe me, if there's an opening to get into your computer, someone's going to hack it. So I will include this article in the show notes, Windows 10, if that's what you're using. Quick tips how to protect your privacy. This is a very well-written article, and the stuff is pretty simple to follow. It's just some basic clicks and settings on your Windows operating system. It tells you exactly how to do it, what to do, the whole bit. I've also mentioned, I don't know, several 8 weeks ago, I frequently mentioned there are some free software packs out there that you can procure. I know Avast was one of them that has free ransomware protection. It's free. You're not going to lose anything. They're good companies. So, you know, you may want to check back or at least Google free ransomware stuff. Make sure you're getting it from a well-known company. Okay. Now we're going to go on to some apps of the day. These are things that are pretty much brand new in the last, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. So it's stuff that you're typically not going to be aware of. I've tried all these apps out, and they work fairly well. Otherwise, I wouldn't bring them to you. Simple Mind, I've mentioned this a couple weeks ago, mind mapping, and I had a need this week to use this app, and I love it. I have this on my iPad. Most of the apps today, with a couple exceptions, are for the iOS operating system. This, as I said, is used on my iPad, but I had to working on a project for a client, and I had to map things out in my brain as to the flow, and I don't know, for my head, this stuff works real well for me, and you can familiarize yourself with this in just, 20 minutes or so, but it's really nice, and it gives you the ability to print out and edit real quick and share, so keep that in mind if you're ever on a project. Now, this next app is pretty good. It's called Time Hops. It's Memories Then and Now. And basically what it does is it will go back and pull from all your social media randomly and just show you where you were 2 years ago or 5 years ago or whatever the case may be. I like it. It's simple. It's automatic. It doesn't take up much space. And you know what? When I see where I was last year at this time or the year before, it just gives me pause to think about and reflect on, you know, where I've been, where I'm going, and where I am now. I kind of like these things. Again, it's a very unobtrusive, but it's kind of fun. This is a very good one. 4.8 stars out of 5. Time Hop helps you celebrate the best moments of the past with your friends, and yada, yada, yada. I think you'll enjoy this. It pulls, as I said, from Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Swarm. I have not used Swarm yet. I don't know if you're using it, but I'm looking into it, and we'll see. I don't know. I have so much social media. I don't know if I can handle another one. All right. This next app is a must-have. It's free. It's called EncryptMe. If you're using an iOS operating system and you are logging on to various Wi-Fi, public Wi-Fi hotspots, this will take care of the encryption for you. EncryptMe keeps you safe on public Wi-Fis with no fiddling or fuss. This thing runs in the background. It's automatic. So if you're at the public library or the train or wherever you're at, the police station, and you want to log on to the local Wi-Fi, you don't have to worry about taking those precautions with your VPN and encrypting. This does it automatically. With EncryptMe auto secure feature, you don't even need to remember that you have EncryptMe on. Just connect to that coffee shop or airport or hotel or conference Wi-Fi and trust that EncryptMe has your back. EncryptMe empowers our users to have total security on what matters to them most. Their data. Yeah, their money. They created an innovative, award-winning app that's as powerful as the clients they serve. You can read this for more detail. I do use this. It does work. It does work. Now, on occasion, I get a question, email question, asking me what free, of course, that's always the first thing, what free apps are out there that are good and can keep track of my budget. Well, I have two of them for you, one's for the iOS operating system and one's for the Android operating system. So this particular one is called Spendy, Budget and Money Tracker. This is fabulous. This really works well. See your money in one place, understand where it goes. It goes from one hand to the other, I could tell you that. optimize your spending habits, and you will learn, get personal insights as to where the cabbage or the cash goes. Save money effortlessly. Spendee is a free budgeting app already loved by almost 3 million people around the world that tracks spending and optimizes your budget. So 4.5 stars out of 5. If you're looking for a way to budget for your family and you have no clue where your money goes, this will help you keep track of it. Now, a similar app for the Android folks out there is Monify. This has been around for a couple months, to my knowledge. This works equally as well. No issues with this whatsoever. Each time you buy coffee, pay a bill, or make a daily purchase, you only need to add each expense you have, and that's it. This keeps track of everything, your records, your receipts, the whole bit. Very nice, nice, free. You're going to definitely, definitely like this app. Our next app is called Houzz, H-O-U-Z-Z. I love this crazy thing. Again, this is on my iPad. It will work on the iPhone, but it's too small for me to interface with it. So this is on my iPad. This also works on Apple TV, but it's basically allows you to pick your room size, and then it has all these icons or croutons that you just basically drag and drop, and it will dump it right into that diagram. So you can see accurately if your sofa will fit or the desk or whatever it is that you're doing. It's also really easy to drag and rearrange those icons so you have a full concept of what that room is going to look like. And it's just not for rooms. I mean, I do my my TV studio is done that way, and a lot of other things when I want to rearrange furniture. Instead of pushing it and saying, I don't like it, this is a great way to do that. It's all automated and simple to use. Now, this next item, you might think, why would I want this? This is a light meter called Lux Light Meter Pro. This is one of the better ones out there. But what it's for, what I use it for, is if I'm working on the computer or I'm reading at night, even sometimes in the day, or I'm working on soldering a project, at least now I'm finding that the light is real important. As my eyes get weaker and my brain gets weaker, I like a lot of light more than I used to when I was a kid. I've noticed lately when I'm soldering some circuit boards or things like that, my eyesight, even though I have glasses and supposedly I have 20/20 vision with my glasses, I'm still finding it hard to see small things. What I find helps me a lot is the type of light and the lumens that I have on the particular object or subject that I'm either reading or working on. So sometimes when I'm having trouble, I'll actually put my light meter on, and it will basically tell me the light intensity, which is always rated in lux, L-U-X. And this will do the measurement, and I can actually tell from the meter that I don't have enough light or too much light even. So that's what I use it for. It's handy for a variety of other things, photography. Definitely handy if you're using this to gauge your lighting in a new room, your kitchen or whatever. Also, I must tell you that as important as the light, the volume of light, if you will, is the brightness of the light, the color temperature is also critical. I have just finished revamping every single light bulb in a particular property with LED lights. Now, you think that an LED light is an LED light. It's not. Again, you're going to get X amount of lumens, which is pertains to the brightness, but you must realize that there's a Kelvin temperature, and typically they'll be somewhere between 3,000 and 6,000 Kelvin. To make it real easy for you, 5,500 degrees Kelvin is considered sunlight. Below that, you will find things like daylight, ultraviolet, fluorescent light, and it refers to the color temperature, whether the light is yellow or orange or green or white. You won't get green. Fluorescent, you may get blue. But at least right now, I have two lights, studio lights on me, and they are both, actually, the one on the right is set to 5,000 Kelvin, which is close to pure daylight at noon, the sun at daylight, noon daylight. And the one to the left of me is actually slightly geared more to an orangish color to get the color of the skin tint correct. So you can get very involved with lighting, and it's a whole science unto itself. In any event, if you want a light meter to give you a rough reading as to how many lumens you have on a particular subject or object, that's what I would use. And then last but not least, for our Android friends out there, I used this yesterday morning, and it solved my problem. Typewise custom keyboard. It's a big keyboard. There's emojis, there's fonts, and you can select from a variety of touch boards, if you will, touch keyboards. You're going to find this very, very helpful, and let me know how you like it. It's very good. It's very robust. And that, folks, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.